This is a story about a girl called Daisy, who's 16 years old, and I met her in a centre for young girls involved in prostitution. And here she's telling about her experiences being involved in female trafficking across the border between Argentina and Paraguay. And she's just escaped from a brothel where she was incarcerated for a number of weeks. Located at the confluence of two large rivers, Ciudad del Este serves as a gateway to Brazil as well as Argentina. Known as the Triple Frontera, the cross-border area is the smuggler's paradise of South America. Everything from narcotics and guns to fruit and vegetables finds their way across the poorest, ill-policed frontier. Now women and girls have made their way onto the list as well. Once on the other side, a taxi driver picked them up and drove them the rest of the way. For the next 22 days, Daisy was locked up in a brothel called La Cueva, the cave. Not once was she allowed out. She was made to service a minimum of 6 men a night. On several occasions, it was double that. After 3 weeks, the owner had given her the grand sum of 10 pesos, about £1.65. Benigno shakes his head as Daisy relates her experience. Working with the centre over the years, he's heard countless versions of the same story. Without exception, they all lie. That's point number one, he'd explained earlier about the traffickers, once we were done with the map. In Daisy's case, at least she knew it was a brothel she was heading to. Most don't, Benigno had continued. They usually say it's a job as a maid or a cleaner. Sometimes they might say the work is in a restaurant or a bar. Many are recruited by someone they trust, a cousin, an aunt, a neighbour or a family friend. When the girls arrive and realise the truth, it's too late. The brothel owners take their documents from them and threaten to kill them if they ever try and escape. But don't their parents have an inkling of what's happening? Sure, some do. They're often so desperate, though, they prefer to blind themselves to it. Of course, not every offer of an overseas job ends up in a brothel, but they always turn out to be something exploitative, regardless of what it is. As illegal immigrants, they've no rights. Through the centre, we try and advise families of the risks involved. But it's difficult. How do you tell a mother whose child is working 14 hours a day for an unjust wage that it's not right when she's been doing the same all her life for even worse pay? It was a fair point, albeit a horrific one. Daisy begins to talk faster and faster. By the time she gets to the night that Nelly located the key to the main door and let them both out, her words are merging into one another. They tumble out with a desire to be heard and dealt with. What is clear is that they fled with a third girl, Nancy, who was 16 years old and 5 months pregnant. Could you tell me where La Cueva was? All she knows is that it was near to the Argentine border town of El Dorado, and that they had to walk 5 hours non-stop to reach the river. They paid one of the illegal ferrymen to row them back across to Paraguay. Then they had another 5 hour walk to the nearest town. Once there, the girl's story won them the ear of a friendly cabbie, who drove them the remainder of the way to Ciudad del Este. My mind flicks back to my wife, who at the time of my visit is 5 months pregnant with our first child. Imagining her walking for an hour under the hot tropical sun isn't easy, let alone 10. Once home, Daisy soon returned to working at kilometre 7. She enrolled at the centre only 4 days ago. Why did you decide to enrol, I ask, aware that Daisy's initial enthusiasm for the interview is now waning fast. I want a better life for my son. The school term and a hairdressing course are waiting for her, if she sticks it out. The statistics are against her. Most older girls end up leaving and returning to the streets. Daisy is determined that won't be her, a stamp of conviction in her voice. She's looking to the door. Benigno taps her on the shoulder to say well done and to thank her for sharing her experiences. I concur. As she opens the door, a final question occurs to me. Daisy, one last thing. What happened to Nelly and Nancy? Half out the door, she turns her head back. Nelly's gone to Buenos Aires. She got another offer to work in a brothel. An upmarket place, she said. That's the last I heard of her. And Nancy? No idea. I never saw her again. She closes the door softly behind her.